Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 53, Character Counts.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation, and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctoral degree in life transformation, here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope, like this one right now. Arthur Ashe is a great tennis champion, winner of Wimbledon and many other great tennis tournaments in the mid-1970s. He also was the first black man to be a tennis champion and broke the color barrier in the mostly white world of championship tennis. He died tragically of cancer at a young age. In his autobiography called Days of Grace, Arthur Ashe tells of a defining moment in his life when he was just 17 years old, and he was playing in a tennis tournament in West Virginia, and was, as was almost always the case, he was the only person there, and particularly the only contestant there, the only person in the tournament who was black or even a person of color. And this was a camp where all the players and were lodged together in these cabin-type facilities. And one night, some of the other kids who were there, trashed his cabin. They destroyed it. They did a lot of damage. And they blamed it on Arthur, of course. And there was a big brouhaha, and lots of things happened. And, of course, Arthur got blamed for this, and it made the newspapers. And it made the news. It's a big deal. Arthur, of course, denied his involvement, but the boys would not change their story, and it became a racial thing. But the worst part for Arthur was worrying about what his father would say and do when he got home. And he knew, because he knew how his father had instilled in him this matter of character. But he dreaded the phone call nonetheless, when he knew he had to make the phone call. When he made the call, of course, since it had made the news, his father really already knew about the incident and about the vandalism and about the tension and everything that was happening there and how Arthur had been blamed for this. And when Arthur talked to his father, he heard that grim tone of voice on the other line of the phone from him. And in that grim, serious voice, Arthur Ashe's father asked him. He said, "Arthur, I only have one question for you. All I want to know is, were you mixed up in this mess?" And Arthur answered, "No, Daddy, I wasn't." And as Arthur relates in his book, his father never asked him about it again. Arthur learned that day that it came out in his character that he had always been taught by his father to tell the truth. And he came to believe and understand there would be a time when crisis would come and he must be believed. And this was the time. But because he had already earned his father's trust and respect by being a young man of character, there was never any question that his father believed him. But this confirmed for Arthur the matter that character counts. And he was determined from that day on, no matter what happened to him, and lots of stuff, bad stuff happened to him in his whole life, you know, as you can imagine, racism and bigotry and all kinds of things. But he made it a point to live a life of integrity because he knew that character counts. Now, unfortunately, we live in a time when there are too many characters who don't have a lot of character. There is lots of examples of political leaders and people in entertainment and sports and business leaders who have people who have not been men and women of character and have been gone down a path of corruption and negativity. And what happens, do you think, to their personal integrity when they give low priority to character? Now, I'm not saying we all need to be saints. We all make mistakes. We all do. But you know what? People know who you are in your core, and you know yourself when you are a man or a woman of integrity. People determine their best selves when they maintain their integrity and know that character counts. Because you gain daily trust and respect of others, no matter what their age or station or their situation in life, when you react to others as a man or woman of integrity and know the importance that character. The world doesn't necessarily need another saint, but it needs men and women who believe that character counts. What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.